Hey everybody, Jonathan Dorr with you once again. Welcome friends to the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Hope you're doing okay out there in the world. Haven't we been through interesting times with COVID, huh? I know my listeners in the US are still coming through the worst of it. Even I've been talking to friends there who've had COVID. Shout out to you, Stephen. Hope you're doing okay now. I know you're on the mend. So interesting times. Looks like schools here in Australia are going to be opening again soon. Thank you, Jesus. I got three young kids. Thank you, Jesus, for opening the schools again soon. I love you, my kids. I love homeschooling. It's been a very rich experience. But my kids miss their friends. And so, you know, shout out to the amazing work that you do as a Catholic educator. Why? Because you create these amazing communities. Communities where young people want to be. My son is just can't wait to get back and see his friends and his teachers and get things back underway. So never forget what you're doing is just so important and powerful. Listen, today I want to talk to you about ambition. I did a podcast the other day. We were talking about two things. One was, how do you define success in a Catholic school? So if you want to jump back to the previous episode, defining success in a Catholic school, you can find that. And then the other thing is ambition. Yeah, this was on a call that I did last week. Somebody was asking me about ambition. How do we deal with that? I noticed big discrepancies between the US and where I am in Australia. Why? Because in the US, you have to scrap for every dollar. In the US, to teach in a Catholic school often means being paid less than teaching in the public system. So there's often, my experience has been in the United States, that many teachers there are in Catholic schools because of a deep desire to be in Catholic schools. Now, that not saying that isn't the case in Australia as such, but because we have so much government money flooding into the Catholic education system, it's easier to get the work there. And I'll be dead straight, you don't always have to be as congruent in the value system. You don't. And there's a huge gamut of Catholic teachers in this country, many who are deeply committed to the faith and evangelizing young people, and many less so. What's my point? Ambition. Ambition at times can be a place where people are simply trying to climb the ladder of leadership as fast as possible because, you know, they get paid more. They get, obviously, they want to be in that position. Now, this is hard to say, and some people are going to push back and say, "How, you know, you can't judge people." Yeah, well, I've been around a long time. And I've seen hundreds of schools all over the world. And sometimes you see people in positions who really are playing the system and the game. And, you know, they're singing off the right song sheet, but they're not deeply aligned with the evangelistic mission of Catholic schools. They see that as a kind of, you know, part of the mix, but not central. And that's a problem. So let's talk about ambition. Two thoughts. One, St. Paul made it really clear. What does he want us to be ambitious for? What does he think Christ wants us to be ambitious for? St. Paul beautifully said in the New Testament, be ambitious for more power. No, sorry, wrong one. No, he didn't say that, did he? He never said that. He said, be ambitious for what? He said, be ambitious for the higher gifts. He said, if you're going to be ambitious as a Christian, do you know what you want to be ambitious for? You want to be ambitious to serve more people, and you want to be ambitious for more of the gifts of the Holy Spirit to flood into your life. Why? So then you can bless people. Okay? So we want to be ambitious. We want to be ambitious for more of Christ, more of his presence, more of the Holy Spirit. We want to be ambitious for the higher gifts. That's the first thing to think about. Second thing, Pope Benedict always beautifully talked about something called the hierarchy of service. What's one of the greatest cheap shots that people have about the Catholic Church? Well, it's a male-dominated hierarchy. You know, Fulton Sheen beautifully said, he goes, I doubt there are less than 100 people in the United States that genuinely hate the Catholic Church, but there are many millions who hate what they think is the Catholic Church. That's profound. What does it mean? It means most people have a caricature of the Catholic faith. They think that it's this, you know, horrible sort of woman-hating hierarchy of men, dedicated to making people miserable. Benedict beautifully said that the hierarchy of the Catholic Church exists as what? It should exist as a hierarchy of service. That any cleric, any bishop, any archbishop or cardinal, they should see themselves as having increased opportunities to serve. You know, there's a beautiful name. Some of you have heard this. One of the names for the Pope is the servant of the servants of God. Isn't that a great line? The servant of the servants of God. So rather than seeing the Pope as the pinnacle, as the, you know, supreme apostolic dictator at the head of this enormous pyramid, it's a big paradigm shift to see the Holy Father as the servant of the servants of God. His job is to serve people. His job is to serve the College of Cardinals. The College of Cardinals' job is to help serve, you know, the conferences of bishops in their own countries. And the role of bishops is to teach and to serve in their own diocese. And the role of bishops is to bless and support and encourage their brother priests. And the role of priests is to bring individual baptized Catholics into deeper relationship with Jesus Christ in their ministry of sacramental and pastoral service. So from top to bottom, it's a hierarchy of service. Come back to Catholic schools. What should a great Catholic principal be? Somebody who is utterly dedicated to serving his people, serving his teachers, serving his parents, serving her students, serving her community. So that's it. Simple, isn't it? Be ambitious. But check your heart. Is your heart desiring to serve more people? If your heart's desiring to serve more people and to bring more of Christ into their lives, friends, rock on. You know, become, you know, U.S. superintendent, you know, secretary of the Department of Education. Go for it. Knock yourself out because it's a chance to serve more. God bless you, friends. Do this for me. Go across to the new website, onecatholicteacher.com. That's easy, isn't it? One, O-N-E, not the number. OneCatholicTeacher.com and check out the resources page. You can find my new book. I'm really proud of that. You can find a free trial of the Going Deeper program. What are you doing? Go do that. Free. We're not going to charge you anything. 3 full episodes of the Going Deeper staff formation program. Go check it out. It's an amazing program. You just use it each week with your teachers. So simple. Why didn't I think of that? I did think of that. It was my idea. Go check it out. OneCatholicTeacher.com. God bless you, friends. Would you subscribe to this podcast? Do that for me. Do it right now. Subscribe, share it with people. God bless you. Thanks for what you do every day as a Catholic educator. The best is ahead, it is not behind. And this has been the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. My name is Jonathan Doerr. God bless you, everybody. See you on the next episode.